today, we'd like to see the title of What Must I Do to Be Saved? In Book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 25 up to 40. To a number of people through MP3 or YouTube channel, on this, we'd like to see the three questions. Number one, in verse 25, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. After beaten, openly, and imprisoned, what did Paul and Silas praying and singing mean? And how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2, in verses 30 and 31, and he brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? So they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. What do the verses mean, and what can we learn from here? Last question in verse 37, but Paul said to them, They have beaten us openly, uncondemned Romans, and have thrown us into prison. And how do they put us out secretly? No, indeed. Let them come themselves and get us out. Why did Paul likely do so? And what can we learn from here? In the last time in the book of Acts, chapter 16, 23-24, and when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. Even if Paul and Silas departed to Philippi and Macedonia to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in Paul's second mission trip by the Holy Spirit, they were beaten openly and imprisoned. But, verse 25, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. In Paul and Silas' chained imprisonment, they were praying to God and praying with melody to God. This caused them to focus on God from the present hard, painful circumstance, reminding them of God's words, grace, mercy, peace, love, and so on. For example, Israelite heart wilderness life is praying, singing in Deuteronomy chapter 3. Reminding them of what God had done, Deuteronomy chapter 3-10. He found him in a desert land and in the wasteland, a howling wilderness. He encircled him, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye. And the prisoners were listening to them. Paul and Silas were witness to Christ before the prison. Book of Acts, chapter 1, 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witness to me, to Jesus Christ, in Jerusalem and in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Right now, Paul and Silas witness. Verse 26, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations were the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. Here the support works were in supernatural earthquake way. Although the works are mostly in natural ways, the big earthquake caused the shaken prison. he opened the door and loosed the chains of all prisoners. Verse 27, and the keepers of the prison, waking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoner had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. The jailer tried to commit suicide, for his thought of a prisoner's escape due to the big earthquake. Because the jailers were guilty of their prisoner's escape, appears the prisoner's escape, the guards were put to death. Book of Acts chapter 12, 5 to 7, 19. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly." And his chains fell off his hand. But when Herod had searched for him and not found him, he examined the guards and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and stayed there. Caesarea, Peter was there, but the guard put to death. Verse 28, but Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Paul was a good witness to Christ before the keeper against suicide, being ready to share the gospel for salvation, or to preach in season or out of season. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word, be ready in season, out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. Verse 29. Then he called for light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. The keeper lightened, ran into Paul and Silas, and fell down shakingly before them. Verse 30, and he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" An important question, a serious question for eternity. What to do to work of God for salvation? John chapter 6, 28, 29. Then they said to Jesus, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." Believe in Jesus whom God the Father sent. That's 31. So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved, you and your household." It's simple, just believe him, not to go to church, not to list of rules and regulations to do for salvation in eternity. Just accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in your heart. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. 1 Corinthians 12:3. Therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus Christ, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, human works, lest anyone should boast. Philippians 2:11. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You and your household, it was not the jailer or keeper's faith that saved them. Everyone needs to come to Jesus in faith for each simultaneous salvation, showing by the following verse 32. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him, keep it, and to all who were in his house. Paul and Silas gave his word in the gospel to the jailer or the keeper, to all who were in his house, to everyone in his house. The word in the gospel was given to each. 33. And he took them the same hour the night and washed their stripes. The keeper brought Paul, Silas, and washed their beaten stripes, showing the agape love, the fruit of spirit upon his faith. And immediately he and all his family was baptized. Each believer was baptized with water before people. Each water baptism was a proof of each faith before the public. 34. Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them. And he rejoiced having believed in God with all his household. All believers joyful fellowship with the Lord. Naturally, came out. Naturally came out from each face. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. So all in a short purpose came out from each face. How God worked amazingly, as Paul and Silas did not expect from their departure to Macedonia from beginning. The beginning of their departure of Macedonia. Isaiah 5:8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. So God's thought is so different. So we don't know much time. And when it was day, the magistrate sent the officers saying, let those men go. We don't know why this order was done. They might have realized that Paul and Silas, as mere suspects, were beaten and imprisoned without charge, according to the proof. Story 6. So the keeper of the prison reported these words to Paul, saying, the magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace. The keeper or jailer delivered the magistrate's order to set free. 37, question 3. But Paul said to them, they have beaten us openly, uncondemned Romans, and have thrown us into prison. Paul made sure of the magistrate to have beaten Paul and Silas without charge, upon evidence under due process, nor finding the guilt of a sin to Paul, Silas, the Romans, who had the privilege of fair trial, and sentenced to imprisonment. Paul probably listened to the rulers in Philippi for due process and or fair trial about the other believers. Later, Paul, same claim of Roman citizen at Jerusalem for the witness at Rome through the fair trial process at Rome. Book of Acts, chapter 22, 25, 23, 11. And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said to the centurion who stood by, is it lawful for you to scourge a man who is a Rome and condemned it and charged it? nor found any evidence. Book of Acts 22:11. But the following night the Lord stood by him and said, Be of good cheer, Paul, for as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness at Rome. So Rome. Then and now they put us out secretly, knowing it. Let them come themselves and get us out. So Paul asked to the magistrates through the others, through the office. And the office told these words to magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Romans. So magistrates were afraid because of their undue process and unfair trial to the Roman citizens. 39, then they came and pleaded with them and brought them out and asked them to depart from the city. They got the serious lesson on which other believers might be protected from the undue unfair treatment which Paul and Silas had received. So they came, they asked them to get out. Verse 40, so they went out to the prison, verse 40, and entered the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they encouraged them and departed. Paul and Silas went out to prison and went to the house church of Lydia and Philippi. So and encouraged them, they departed, keeping on the second mission trip. Luke, the author of the book of Acts, probably was left in Philippi behind them until they met again in third mission trip, book of Acts 20, verse 6. But we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and 5 days joined them at Troas, where we stayed 7 days. We covered all three questions, so right to sing all together Maranatha song, last the numbers on bulletin. God bless you.